on Lamed Vov and Aleph at the bottom. Habogeres ein lo tainis pesulim. Going on the Brisa, it says that a Bogeres, there's no tainis pesulim. We assume that a Bogeres, we'll see in one second what we assume. Okay, but Omara, Bogeres nos no laila harishon. We give her the first night and assume that the dam is from dam besulim, and if there's no dam, then he has a taina. So the chori, we see there is taina besulim. Rashi noson l'layer rishon uboil kama beilos. That first night he can have as many beilos as possible. The talidin called domim shloso laila bedam besulim. And we assume that any blood that he sees is dam besulim and not dam nida. Alma isla dam besulim bogeres. So you see, there is dam besulim for a bogeres. The ilo lo havi boy lemesav lo elabilas mitzvah. Right? If not, if there wouldn't be any dam besulim, then there's no inyan bechlal. The kiven the isla besulim heched the boil velo matzah dam tafsik subasa. Therefore, he has a taina. If he has boil and there was no dam, then he can claim that she's not a besulim. Because if she was a besula, there'd be dam. So you see, a bogeres has tainus besula. Dokonza becheskes besula matza baula. The Gemara says, idikotoin tainus domim hochinam. If he tained, there was no dam. So then it's true. That is a good taina, because a bogeres has dam besulim too. Hoch b'mayaskin idikotoin tainus pesach basuach. He's tained. This is Rashi's girsa. The Rashi is the opposite girsa. But in any case, that were very Rashi, that he tainis Pesach Pasuach. By a Bogeres, her Pesach is not, what's it called, closed, because as she gets older, the muscles distend, and therefore it may be that she's Taka Basula, and it doesn't feel like that. See, he doesn't know about the Dam. Dam got lost, or whatever. He didn't know if there was Dam or not. That's not the issue. The issue is that he feels that when he was boil her, there was pischa pasuach. That's no taina, because it's possible a bulgaris is a basula, and still it feels like pesach pasuach. Rashi, hachi garsina, igata toin tainis domim hachinami, hachi maskina dika toin tainis pesach pasuach. Idika amr baalti velomotsosi dom, if his taina would have been, I was boil and there was no dam. Vadai taina maalyasai, that's a good taina, because even a bulgaris has dam basulin. I didn't know the dam got lost one way or the other, so the sheets got taken away, so I don't know if there was dam or not, but I know when I was boel there was pesach pasuach. Normally we'd believe him because we have a chazaka, ein odem toreach basah demafsida. My guy's not going to go to the trouble of making a whole big suda if he wanted the dam, get rid of her. Right, well, a mice over here, what's it called? You see that he normally would be believed, but here we say that enochinami. You may have not felt that she was a basula, but she is a basula because a bogeres feels like pischa pasua. Right, so benaru b'ktana tainahi kedamrin perakama. V'afal pishen yochel avar dvarim befonenu amrin chazoka enaram toreh basula matzida. By a naro or a ketana, it's a good taina, pesach pasuach. And even though we're only going on his word, there's a chazaka that backs him up. Nobody's going to go and spend money on a suda and be mafsid. It's that. Avol mishigot bogra ein rach motzar kibatchila v'dom melokilu pesach pasuach. But by a bulgar, it's not a good taina because he could feel that it was pischa pasuach, but it really wasn't, because a bulgar is already. Her muscles aren't as tight. Okay, Sumcha Somer Mishum Reb Meir, Suma Ein Latinus Besulim. Sumcha said the name Reb Meir that a blind woman, there's no Tainus Besulim by a blind woman. My time at the Sumchas, Omrev Zerub Nation Ech Betes Agabi Karka, because blind people sometimes fall down and the Besulim go away. So Mar says Kulu Nomi Chavuti Mechbet. A lot of people fall down, even not blind people. So it's possible that she fell down and she lost her basulin. Where it says, Kula rose from Maris Le'ima, Zu Eino Roa the Eino Maris Le'ima. Most of them see blood when they fall down if they lose their basulin, and they go and show it to their mother, and that Rashi says that the mother then, before she gets married, lets the chosen know, lets the other family know she's not a basula, right? So she's a mukaseit. And if she, and if they didn't let him know and they fooled them, then he has a taina that what's it called, that they fooled him, and he doesn't have to pay the full ksubor, or it's a mekach tos completely. But by a basuma, she doesn't know that she's not a basula. She can't see, so she has nothing to show. So they don't know. So they didn't fool him. And then what's it called? Therefore, there's no tiny basula. Maybe she's talking not a basula. Nobody knew about it, and that's it. So that's why a suma doesn't have tiny basula. Rashi, she nechbetes ubusuleha noshim. She falls down, and her basulim, what's it called, get broken. Kula roos im noshu basuleim roos dan. Right. All normal women who can see, if they fall down and their basulim get broken, they see blood. Umaros le'iman, uposkos aleim shein basulos. They show it to the mother, and the mother then, before she gets married, lets the other side know that she's not a basula. The imlo diu itasa. If they didn't let him know, and then he finds that out afterwards, then it's tainus basula. The zu ain't a roa, they ain't a mar le'ima. The zu shenich is kishikonsa becheskas nechbetes konsa. And therefore, when he got married, he knows that by a regular woman, he can assume that they didn't tell me she's a basula. Because if she wasn't, they would have told me. But by a summa, he assumes that there's not, that she doesn't know. So mamela, mistama, she's not possible, she's not. So therefore, when he marries her, he married her on das, that maybe she's not a basula. So there's no tiny basula. They ain't let him posik oleha, the lav tosu. Okay. V'hayotzeis mishum shemra ein lo knas lo pitui, a woman who the husband was motzi shemra on her, and it turned out it was true, right, that she wasn't a basula. So therefore, what's it called? She doesn't have a knas or pitui. Moses hayotzeis mishum shemra baskilai. If it turns out that what he said is true, and there were edim, she's baskila, right? So of course there's no keep pitui in knas. Rav Sheshi Sochi Komer Mishiyotzo Aleo Shemra Bialdusa. It's not talking about Shemra of the Parsha and the Torah and this week's Sedra of Motzi Shemra. It's talking about a different thing altogether. Hochi Komer Mishiyotzo Aleo Shemra Bialdusa Ein Lo Lo Knas Lo Pitui. Right. If and first of all, Tosa explains that Gemara's Kasha, she's Baskila, is not because of Kim Leibet the Rab Mine, but it's because of what's it called? She's not a Basula. If it turns out true that she wasn't a Basula, right? So then what's it called? There's no Knas. If after that somebody rapes or whatever, she's not a Basula. So what's the Chiddush? So Gemara says no. It's not talking about the regular case of Motzi Shemra. It's talking about the following. Mishiyotzala Shemra Bialdusa. She got a bad name when she was young, before she got married. Ein lo lo knas lo pitui. So we assume she's not a basula. Gemara says, Omra Papa Shmaminoa, Hai Shtara Raya, Lo Magbinan Be. Right? If you have a star that has a bad report about it, so you don't collect with that star. Just like over here, you have a bad report about the girl, you assume that probably it's true and she's not a basula. Versus Hechidomi. Ilema the Nofik Kolo Ale, the star is the Zaifahu, right? If it's talking by the star, that there's a call that went out, that it's a forged star. The Chavosa Hocha the Nofik Kolo Kolo de Zanoi, right? Same thing over here. That there was a rumor that she was Mizana. Okay? Just rumors. Right? V'ho'omar rova yotzol Hashem Mizana bi'ir ain't choshinla. Stam rumors we don't listen to. Ela, so therefore it can't be either case. Stam, a rumor that this is a forged star, a rumor that she was Mizana, isn't going to affect how we deal with her. Ela da'osu betrei v'amrei l'didu tovasanu bi'isura. Talking where two people come and they say, this woman tried to seduce us. Okay? The Chavosa, Hocha, same thing by Ishtar, the Asu Beitreva, Amrili Didu, Omer Lahu Zaifuli. This guy came to us and asked us to forge a star for him. So now we have two witnesses telling us that she tried to be Mizana with them and that this guy tried to forge a star. So lechora, in both cases, we're choshesh. We have two witnesses telling us this guy's trying to forge a star. This woman is trying to be mezana. That's enough to give us a chash that she's probably not a besula, and the star is probably possible. Samara says, Omar lohu, oh, what's it called? Bishlam ahasam shriche prutzim. By the woman, if we see she's running around looking to seduce people, she's going to find somebody to seduce. There are plenty of prutzim in Klal Yisrael. Elohachim, whom huxako Yisrael, yuxuku. But over here, just because this guy's looking to forge a star, doesn't mean he's going to find somebody to forge a star. Eidonim chote velolo. Right? Somebody, to find somebody who will be mezana with you, by as a yetzer hara. So there's plenty of people who will do things wrong. But to find somebody to forge a star for you, who said that there's people around who want to forge stars for other people? We're afraid that this guy, since he's looking around to forge it, that if he couldn't find anybody to forge it from, he would do it himself. He'd learn how to forge a star himself. So it's enough of a chash not to collect with the star. Rashi. Raya shiyotzel of shem ziyuf. If you have a star that a rumor went out that it's a forged star, you don't collect with it. Ein choshen lo afilu lekohuna. If it's just stam a rumor, right, then you're not choshish it, and she could marry a kohen even, and the star is for sure good. Ele yotzel aleh shem ra hechidom ikigom be'eden. It's talking where two witnesses came and said this woman tried to seduce us. So you see that she's promiscuous. The losha omru aleh shenivala. Not that they said that they actually, what's it called, they know that she lived with somebody. Dimkei maila memra, right? Hola basula. That for sure she's not a basula. It's two edim who saying she's not a basula. Ela amri ledidu tavasanu liisura vehefkira atzma lachain lachach velo shamanu. We didn't listen to her, but obviously she's looking around to be promiscuous. Mestama, she found somebody. So therefore, we assume that she's not a basula. So bishlomahosam hechi gomara papa minah delo magbina bishtara kihai. How did Rapapa learn from the case of the znus to the case of the shtar? Bishlomahosam shriche prutzim. There's a lot of people who will be willing to be seduced by her. The kivin shiyesh edim shahoisam machazeres achar aznus harbe matzava. A lot of people will want to do an aveira for their sake with a woman who wants to be hefker. Therefore, she's not becheskes psula. She doesn't get a knas. It's at least a sofik. Elo gabishtar im huzik lagzeracher edei sheker kol Yisrael mihuzik uliyos shomim lo yizayev. People aren't going to stand forge a star for somebody else and they get nothing out of it. So emer ziyuf yizayev hu atzmo loma v'chavin ksav hadoma l'ksav yad ho'edim shechosam bo. He learned how to forge the signature of the Eidim. You see that he's looking around for it. It's enough to create a suffix on this star that maybe he forged it. Okay. From the Mishnah. The Elu Sheinlem Knas, these are the ones that don't have a Knas. Habo ala Gioris vela Shvuya vela Shivcha Shiniftu vishinizgayru vishishtacharu yiseiros abinoshol vishon viyomechot. All of these are becheskas ba'ula, so they're not besulos. A Gioris who was Nisgayer after 3 years old. We assume that when she was a Goya, she was promiscuous. And a Shvuya, we assume that the Goyim live with her. And Shivcha, the same thing. Shivcha was also a Goya till she was Nifta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvuya Shenifta Sari Bitushasa. By Shvuya. Now we don't assume that a Shvuya, that the Goyim live with her, and she's Becheskas, Besula, Afal Pishe Gdola, even though she's more than 3 years old. Habo Albito, person who rapes his daughter, right, or seduces her. Albas Bito, or his granddaughter. Albas Beno, or his granddaughter from his son. Albas Ishto, or his wife, his stepdaughter. Albas Beno, or her stepdaughter. Her son's daughter. Albas Bita, or her daughter's daughter, which is his step granddaughter. Ein loim knas, nation mischai benafsha. All these cases are chayiv nisa bidei adam, and we say kimle b'derab mine. Shemisasim bidei beisdin. Chola mischai benafsho ein mishalim. Ma'amon shenemar v'lo yeh oson onish yonish. We learn from that pasuk. Lo yeh oson, then he pays. But if there is an oson and he gets misa, right, then, and even if there's no chiyub misa, there's no actual misa, but a chiyub misa, then he doesn't pay. Rashi, yiseiros abeno sholosh shanim. The kivan de ruuyos lebiya becheskes hefkerhein v'nivolos benachriyuson v'ashvuya b'shiv yosa. We assume that they had relations. V'lo yosan onish yonish ha'im ye osan lo yonish. If there will be osan, meaning the woman gets killed, and he's chayiv misa, because this goes according to the man the Omer who says neskaven laro gazev v'horo gazev chayiv, even though he intended to kill the guy he was fighting with, but by accident he killed the pregnant woman, since he had kavana to kill somebody, he's chayiv misa, and the mele is potter from tashlum. Okay. What? No, she can't see if there's blood or not. She can't feel that the sulim were broke. She doesn't know. What? She knows that she got hurt. But whether the sulim were broke or not, you can only know if there's.
We're up to the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. In fact, since it's so short, let's go over the mission again. The Elu She'en Lohem Knas. These are the women who don't have a knas. Habo ala giyoris, ala shvuya, ala shivcha, shenifdu, fishnis gairu, fishnis tachru, yiseros, abeno sholoshon of yom echad. Right, these three women, she was converted after three. So we assume that she had bia, and the bia is a bia, and therefore she's not a basula. If she was before three, even if she had bia, the basulim are choser. Or a shvuya who was captured, we assume that she was violated and she's not a basula. Same thing, if she was captured and released before she was three, so then the basulim come back. The same thing with a shivcha. A shivcha is, we assume, is promiscuous. If she was promiscuous and she was freed before three, so then her basulim come back. If she is promiscuous and freed after three, they don't come back. Okay. So if all these things happen after she was three, she doesn't have a knas because she's not a basula. Rabbi Yehuda omer shvuya sheniftis arivitushasa. And, afalpisha gedola. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says, no, a shvuya we don't assume is not a basula. She remains biktushasa even to a kohen. And therefore she gets a knas because we assume she's still a basula. And she didn't have relations and therefore she's kosher to a kohen. Habo albito, albas bito, albas beno, albas ishto, albas beno, albas bito, ein lohem knas, neish mischai benafsho, shemisosim bide beizdin, v'chol ha-mischai benafsho, ein mishalim mamon, shenem ervim lo yeoson, onoshi onish. All these cases are chayve misos beizdin, different than what we had in the Mishnah before, which is only chayve krisos, and therefore even the Mishnah before holds that chayve krisos, there is a knas, right, which is a machlokas tanoim, we learned. Chayvim misas based, and everybody holds there isn't a knas, because then you say kim leva derav mine. Okay, Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Dosa amru dover echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa said one idea that basically that a woman who is captured by Goyim isn't necessarily considered that she had relations. She still, therefore, is considered a basula, legabi the knas, and she's mutter to a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda hadam morim. Rabbi Yehuda is what we said in our Mishnah, that a shvuya gets a knas, so she's becheskas basula. If she's becheskas psula, she's becheskas that she didn't have relations. Rabbi Dosa the Tanya, what's Rabbi Dosa? Shvuya ocheles betruma divrei Rabbi Dosa. Om Rabbi Dosa, v'chima osa lo aravi halaz, Rabbi Dosa says that a shvuya is allowed to eat truma, and therefore she, because if she was nivalat l'posula, she, what's it called, becomes a chalola, and she becomes a zona, and therefore she's also to eat truma. So shvuya is allowed to eat truma. Why? Because just because she was captured by Goyim does not mean that they had relations with her. They may have, been promiscuous with her in other ways, right? They violated her in other ways. But because of that, she doesn't become Aser. who said that they mamish had relations with her. And Tosa says, why are Ravi? Why? Because he said, because Bnei Yishmael are shtufim be'arayas. Interesting, I got information recently about an organization that tries to help girls stop being taken in by Arabs. There's Lev, what's it called? Yad La'achim, the one that's Baruch Hashem not being taken off the wall anymore. They make it their business to go into Arab villages and save Jewish girls that are already there and have regrets that they're there, to get them out. But this organization, I think it's called Live and Learn or Learn and Live, they said that there's a concentrated effort by Arabs to befriend Jewish girls b'mitzuka, to buy them things and become their boyfriends, take them back to their Arab villages, make them slaves. These Jewish girls have children with them because the children they consider Arab is Muslims, because it goes after the father, and they mamish make these Jewish girls slaves. And they said that in one high school class in Beersheba, every single girl in the high school class has an Arab boyfriend. So it's a concentrated effort. It's not stam that happens. They go looking for girls to befriend and eventually to take them and make them slaves. So that's what Tosa says. The Aravim are shtufei zima. So that's why it uses the example of Aravize. Okay, so with Maise, just because she was captured doesn't mean they had relations. He fooled around with her, but probably nothing more than that. Omar Rabba, Dilma Lohi. Maybe Reb Dosa and Reb Yehuda aren't on the same page. Ad kan lo kam Reb Yehuda hocha ela shlo yecholti nisker. Maybe Reb Yehuda holds, really, we are choshesh, that maybe she had relations. But not when it comes to knas. Because if we're going to say that she had relations, she's not a basula, the guy will be potter from a knas, then this guy who was chote and raped her or seduced her is going to benefit. So we're not going to let this guy benefit. So we're going to be machmir on him and consider her a basula. But lagavi kohen, there will be machmir and not allowed her to marry a kohen. But over there, by a Kohen or by Truma, right, we wouldn't let her eat Truma or marry a Kohen because we're afraid that maybe she did have relations. So there's no raya that Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Rabbi Dosa. Inami ad kan lo kom Rabbi Dosa hosom ela b'Truma d'Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Dosa only said his halacha by Truma d'Rabbanan. There, we're mako that we consider that she didn't have relations. Aval knas de oraisa, but knas, we want to take money away from this guy, minatora. Maybe she did have relations. So maybe there we are, choshesh. And we don't take the money away from him. Take the knas. Krabon and svirale. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Shvuya bas kohen, ocheles bitruma. Velo mechaskinin lo becheskas, beula litzel lo hameschale lo bebiyosa. Right? That if she had relations with a guy, she becomes neschalel. And she wants a cranny trum anymore. Mitnesha miyech la kolomer ain noagin bohen hefker la own son to be ila la sachikim bohen. Right? They don't necessarily have relations with the women that they capture. Right? They're just the most they do is to fool around with them. Rabbanim pligad rabdosa v'amru yeshvuya ocheles v'yeshein ocheles. Kate said ha'isha she'amru nishbeisi u'tahorani ocheles. Mesechasidius is a continuation. The Rabbanan argue with Abdosa, and they say if the woman, we don't know that she was captured, and she tells us she was captured, and she's tahor hapeshos or peshehitter, we believe her. If we have witnesses that she was captured, and she says she's tahor, we don't believe her, because we assume that once she's captured, she probably was violated, and since we have edim that she was captured, we don't need her to establish the fact that she was captured. She's not believed. Ela b'truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbonin, d'kiven d'afilu nivela isura d'rabbonin b'almahu, lo gozer al sveika. Maybe Rav Dosa is only talking about truma d'rabbonin b'zman hazeh, and since it's only a suffix d'rabbonin, so we're mako and say that she's still a besula and she wasn't an ischalo. Apeknas d'afuki m'monahu, emel al suffix b'ulahi u'mesveika l'makkina m'monah. But Knas is a din deraisa, and we have to take money away from this guy, right, Betoris Kanas. Maybe we're not going to do that, right, on a Sothic. Maybe she's talking Sothic Nivola. Mara says, no, could be that Rav Dos and Rav Yehuda are coming from different reasons. Mara says, Omer le Abaya, the time of the Rav Yehuda hocha, shelo yechot in Iskar, how could you say that Rav Yehuda holds really that she's a Sothic, whether she's kosher or not? And really she would be Osir Betruma and Osir to a Kohen. The reason that we make the Knas is this guy shouldn't benefit. So legabe him, we're machmir on him that to consider her a basula. How can you say that? For Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvuya Shanishbeis, Hari Hibik Dushasa, Afilu Baseser Shonim, Ksubosa Mosai. A Shvuya who is captured, even if she's all older than 3, even if she's 10 years old, right? She still remains Bikdushasa, she has a Chazaka, she's a basula, and therefore her Ksuba is 200. Over here there's no Indian of Chote Niska, we're not talking about a Knas, we're talking about a Ksuba. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that she's a basula, even the Gabi the Ksuba. And there the reason of Shelo Yechote Nisker doesn't apply. So you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda's reason is Shelo Yechote Nisker. V'hosam mai Shelo Yechote Nisker Ika? Where it says, no, hosam nami, dilma mimni velo nasvila. Now over there's another reason. We're afraid that if we don't give her a 200 zuz Ksuba, people won't marry her because they'll think that she is inferior. So we want to keep her on the marriage market and not affect her ability to get married, so we give her the 200 zuz ksuba. But in other cases where there aren't special reasons why we should consider her basula, she's taka sofik ba'ula, she's also to a kohen, she can't eat truma, so it still could be that Rabbi Yehuda would not hold that kribdosa. Rashi dilmim if you will diminish her ksuba to 100, people won't marry her, they'll feel that she's probably a ba'ula, she's inferior, and they won't marry her. Okay. Does Rabbi Yehuda then hold that a woman who was captured remains becheskas pesula and mutter to a kohen and truma? V'atanya hapodes hashvuya yisoena. If a person ransomed a captive woman, he can marry her. He's a kohen. Kohen can marry her. Meid bo lo yisoena. But if he gave edus that she's tahar, he can't marry her. Rabbi Yehuda omer bein kach uvein kach lo yisoena. Rabbi Yehuda holds either way he can't marry her. So where it says, first of all, hagufa kasha. Right, Lamaisa, this before you're going to ask me questions from this Bryce, so let's understand the Bryce, because the Bryce doesn't make sense. Amart hapodes hashvuya yisena. Mashma that a shvuya is becheskas, she's okay, even if he doesn't give edus that she's tahar. If as long as he redeems her, she automatically is still mutter to a kohen. Okay, v'hoder tana meid b'alo yisena. But if he's meid that she's tahar, then he can't marry her. That makes it worse. If you don't need any edus, he just redeemed her, and we assume that she's okay. He can marry her, so if he knows for sure she's okay, why can't he marry her? Right? If he wouldn't give any edus, she'd be okay. So you have to understand the braisa before you can ask questions from him. Mishum demeid bo lo yisoena? Where's this holo kasha? No, that's not a kasha. I can explain to you the braisa. Hochi komer. Hapodes hashvuya umeid bo yisoena. Normally, we don't assume that she's okay. And she can't marry a Kohen. But if somebody redeems a Shvuya, and he's made that she's Tahar, he can marry her. But you need both things. He redeemed her, and he testified that she's Tahar. He knows for sure that she wasn't, what's it called? She was locked in a room the whole time, and nobody could get in. Okay. Why? Meid bo kadi lo yisoena. But if he only gave edus, he didn't redeem her, but he gave edus that she's tahar, he can't marry her. Why not? Gemara says, oh, a second. So the reason is that, we'll see later on, the Gemara says that if a guy who spent money to redeem a captive, he's a Kohen, he's not going to spend his money unless he knows for sure that she's okay. So if he's meyer that she's okay, and he redeems her, then we say that we believe him, and she's tahar. But if only he's mayed and he didn't spend any money, he just mayed, then we're afraid maybe he's lying in order to marry her. So then we don't believe him. Yeah, as a mitzvah to be poter, he didn't have the money. He couldn't do it. Right? He didn't have the money to do it. Or somebody else chapped him and was poter and he was mayed. Somebody else already was poter. And he's mayed that she's tar. Okay. Obviously, she's not a shvuya anymore if he's marrying her. She's out of the captivity. But he wasn't poter her, somebody else was poter. Mikomakum kashu Yehuda. Maisa, you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds what's it called the benkachu benkach lo yisoena, that she's becheskas beula and a kohen's not allowed to marry her. So how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that every besula is every shvuya is becheskas besula, even for the halachas of kohen and truma, not just legabi knas because of lo yecholte nisker? You see from over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that she's becheskas beula. Omer of Papa, Eimer of Yehuda, Omer, Benkachu, Benkach Yisrael. No, you have to change the gears to the Braisa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, either way she could marry her, because we don't need a Zaydis Bechlau, a woman who's captured is Becheskas Besula, even the Gabi Akoi. So it doesn't make a difference if he redeemed her and was testified, if he didn't redeem her and testify, if he didn't testify at all, she's always Tahar. She's always Mutter. Rav Huna Breid, Vishomer, La'olam Kediktoni. No, don't change around the gears of the Braisa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the following. Rabbi Yehuda, the Divrei of the Rabbonic Omer. And Rabbi Yehuda is answering the Rabbonan, the Fi Divrei. The Didi, Benkachu, Benkach Yisoena. I hold that any case he could marry her. Because you don't need any Eidus. A woman who's captured still remains Becheskas Shera. Elo Leditchu, but according to you, that you say that you need Eidus, right? Benkachu, Benkach, Lo Yisoena. Either way, he shouldn't, what's it called, shouldn't be able to marry her, because we should be afraid that maybe he's lying, because he wants to marry her. Here's a kohen. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say no. Hapodesh ha-shvuyu meyid bo yisa'ena. Lo shodi in zuzi bichdi. Guy's not going to waste his money for nothing unless he knows for sure that she's okay. Otherwise, he's afraid that somebody else will come and contradict him or whatever. But meyid bo kadi, but if he only gave Edis, and he didn't spend any money, somebody else redeemed her, and he gave Edis and she's tar, then we don't believe him. Maybe what's he's lying, and he just wants to marry her. That's why he's saying she's tar, but he knows that she's not tar. So if he spent money, you believe him. If he didn't spend money, you don't believe him. Rashi. It's going on the case where he redeemed her and he's made. That even if he testified that she's tar, he can't marry her if he's a kohen. Just because he added and he's mayed, we're going to ask her. If he just redeemed her, he didn't say anything, she'd be mutter. Now that he said, I know she's tar, that makes it worse. That can't be. The Gemara says, no, read, if he was pulled to her and he was mayed, then we believe him. But if he's just mayed without putting any money out, then we don't believe him. The ilav de kimle bigavol of shodi zuzi bichdi shahareli soena pidah. Right? Because if he didn't know for sure that she was tahar, he wouldn't put his money for nothing, knowing that somebody else could come along and say that she's not tahar. So he pretty much, we believe him that he knows for sure she's tahar. Otherwise, he wouldn't put his money where his mouth is. Okay. Mayed bo kadei Kadi lo yisaena shemain of nosimba. But if he's only made, right, then we're afraid maybe he's doing it because he wants to marry her and he really doesn't know one way or the other, or he thinks that she's okay but he doesn't really know, but his desire to marry her makes him see things differently, or he's out and out lying. But he doesn't have to be out and out lying. He thinks she's tahar but not 100% sure, but his desire to marry her makes him 100% sure. That's also possible. Okay. Yeah. What?
Why?
Well, yeah, he could be pulled there. He just won't marry her.
He wouldn't put his money out.
What?
He wouldn't put his money out if it wouldn't be. But he has to.
He's got to. No. So, what's it called? If he did it, so then we have a chazaka. Let's say he didn't do it. Somebody else chopped him and was pulled there. So only he's only made it. What?
Say somebody else was pulled there.
What?
It something else.
No, it says once we know that he put his money out. If he didn't put the money out, it's not because he can't marry her. It's because maybe he didn't have the money. Maybe he, what's it called, maybe somebody else was pulled to her. Right? It doesn't say he shouldn't be pulled to her. It just said, if in fact he was the one who was pulled to her, and he's made it, then she's okay.
What? The Rav said he wouldn't put his money out. Put his money out if it wouldn't be for the fact that he could marry her.
Yeah. Okay. So that doesn't mean that he would. Was. What?
But
no.
Was.
But yeah. That doesn't mean that if he wasn't sure, he wouldn't be pulled to her. It means that if he was pulled to her, right? It's a raya that he spent money. It's a raya that she must be okay. Otherwise, you would let somebody else build her. I don't have a chiv to be pulled to every shvuya, right? Every shvuya in the world, I have to be pulled to. If I find out about this one, I can be pulled to her. Somebody else can be pulled to her too, right? I can give part of the money, right? They made a lakita. I don't have to do the whole thing. The guy himself is pulled to her. It's a raya that he's pretty sure that he can marry her. Wouldn't have spent his money otherwise. He would have found some other shvuya to be pulled to. Right, the guy doesn't have to give up his whole all the money he has in the world to be pulled to all the shvuyim in the world. He has a mitzvah, so I'll give my part. Right, but he went and was pulled to this woman, Saraya, that he really felt she's okay to him. Otherwise, he would have found somebody else to be pulled to, or he would have given up a part, or he found somebody else to be pulled, whatever.